Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
In an unprecedented move, the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, Ireland's official human rights watchdog, has called for members of the Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes to accept an invitation to appear before the Oireachtas Children's Committee. The Chief Commissioner, Sinéad Gibney, joins me now. Sinéad, you're very welcome to the programme. Why are you taking this move now to call on the commissioners to come before the Oireachtas?
Well, it's very clear that the survivors consider that there's a real disconnect between their own personal testimony that was provided to the Commission of Investigation and the final report that has emerged. And obviously we've seen those same concerns echoed by public representatives as well. As a statutory institution established by the Oireachtas, we believe it's appropriate that the Commission of Investigation would respond to questions about its work and the process of finalising its report. I mean, justice for survivors of historic abuse is about openness and transparency about any matters which affect them, so as much as it is about redress or justice. So, you know, the Commission of Investigation, it's independent, but it's still a statutory body which is funded by public money. So we think it's a fair request that the members of the commission would answer questions from public representatives in a public forum.
But it's been dissolved, that commission, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And we understand that there's no compatibility for members to come forward. But as I say, it's about, you know, adopting these principles of openness and transparency. And it's also about not allocating blame. You know, the Commission of Investigation was working to a particular terms of reference and the constraints of the legislation, the 2004 Act, which set it up. So it's also open to the commission to communicate what the impact of those limitations were and how they influenced the final report. So I think it's an important contribution to the discussion on how the state handled historical abuse.
Why do you think they need to come before the commission or the Oireachtas? What do they need to explain further?
Well, I mean, we argued when the commission was being set up that it should be conducted according to a human rights and equality framework. And, you know, that wasn't adopted. So the state chose not to adopt that particular framework in setting up this commission of investigation. So I suppose us, as an organisation which has as its function the review, ongoing review of law and practice in the state as it relates to human rights and equality, it's really important that we hear from them as a group who were involved in this as to how we can improve the handling of historical abuse going forward. But most importantly, it is about addressing the needs of survivors to come to a meaningful resolution with this. I mean, there are flaws within the report, there's no question about that, but there are ways in which we can adopt and the state can adopt better introduction of human rights and equality framework and the principles of transitional justice into the ongoing work. So that's in the different legislation that's flowing from this and in the design of the redress scheme. So I think it's really important that we hear from them at this point, and I think it's really valuable input.
How do you feel, as you sit on the Human Rights and Equality Commission, how do you feel, based on what you've heard over the last 48 hours or so, about the way survivor testimony was handled by the commission?
Well, I mean, I think the most important voice to listen to in that is survivors. And it's very clear that there is a disconnect. I think most people who read the report, and I obviously read it myself, is that there was a disconnect, and the survivors have echoed that, between what they provided in the confidential committee and what appeared in the actual report findings. So it's really important that we understand how they were limited in the handling of it. Obviously, we've heard now this week reference coming from one of the members of the Commission of Investigation as to how they were hampered in the handling of that testimony. So that's what we need, is more detail about why that happened. And for me, I think it's about then making sure that doesn't happen again in future commissions of investigation.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. Chief Commissioner with the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, Sinéad Gibney, thank you.